Well, the whole cell phone distracted driving thing's a problem no matter who it is. But, you know, the problem with the young kids is that they're so glued to their phones compared to what we were. And there's not people, older folks, that aren't also glued to them, but they're so glued to them. And the worst part is that they don't have the years, you know, they think they're good drivers, but they're not. They haven't got there yet, you know. So you combine that complete absorption in the telephone along with the fact that you're really not that good a driver, and it's just reckless. I've had at least two today. I had one that was, you know, first they were just sitting at a light, you know, playing on their phone. And then when they started going, they barely, you know, took off, you know, at, you know, some ridiculously, and I was in the traffic, you know, on Main Street, and they were on like fourth, let's say, or third or something. And when the light went green for them and I'm at the red, they just sat there and, you know, I'm like, are you going to go? You know, it's like, it's okay, I got a red light, so no big deal. But then they finally go, and it's like, they're just kind of like creeping through the intersection because she's busy with her phone, gets through the intersection and then comes to a stop right in the road on the other side. And I'm like, just oblivious to traffic's the number one thing you're doing. Your phone is not important. You know, and then this person here on 16 Mile Road, same thing. Young girl, probably hasn't been driving all that long, and she's drifting back and forth and on her phone. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. But before I got a cell phone myself, it seemed like everybody had their faces buried in their phones just nonstop. And I thought, oh my God, if I ever get to that point, give me a lead injection, you know, kind of thing. Well, here we are many years later, and I'm just like everybody else.